the advice we give is, you know, this is scary for some folks, but it is an open conversation with your customers, and you can really gather a lot of great feedback about your products and your services and the way you talk to the market through comments and trackbacks on your blog. So, you know, you probably want to make sure that you're taking off things that are, you know, incredibly offensive or mean to people or, you know, potentially libelous and things like that. But if you have customers that are really giving you good, honest feedback, it builds your brand by leaving those comments there and responding to them in kind and treating them seriously and with respect.
This is podtech.net. Welcome to Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of innovative marketing leaders and examining how social media is changing marketing throughout the world. Here's your host, Jennifer Jones.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jones, and today on Marketing Voices, we are going to be talking about how a blog is actually physically set up. For the last few weeks, I've really gotten into talking about why blogs are great and why you should blog, both for individuals as well as companies. And so today I'm going to be talking to Michael Sippy, who's general manager of TypePad for Six Apart. And Six Apart is the world leader in blogging software and services for individuals and businesses. And so Michael and I will be just talking about blogs and everything he knows about blogs in terms of setup. So welcome to Marketing Voices, Michael.
Thanks very much for having me.
You're welcome. So let's just get started. So how do you actually set up a blog? And let's first, I guess, I'll just ask kind of elemental question, which is, assuming you're an individual, but you're inside a business, kind of go at it from that standpoint.
So there are a couple ways to go about it. One is essentially to ask your IT department to help you set up a blogging service and give you access to that inside your organization. And a lot of companies will have those resources available, and you can go to your IT department and say, you know, I want to have a blogging service or a blogging system inside the organization that actually our customers can view and the market can view. But a lot of what we're finding in the market is that a lot of customers out there don't have those IT resources and are looking towards hosted services to start a blog about their business and talk to their customers directly, and kind of route around the IT department by using an easy to use hosted service online.
Okay, so is it difficult to do? I mean, is it one of these things which it really seems sort of like you go into the IT and it's like, oh my gosh, I don't want to go there, or is one of these things where most people would just say, great, got it. Okay, now what's next?
Yeah, what we're trying to do with our hosted services and a lot of the other hosted blogging services online is really streamline and simplify the process of getting a blog up and running. And on TypePad, for example, it's a two-step registration process to, you know, pick the domain you want, register an account, and you're up and running. Then you can pick a design and you can start posting right away. And we have customers that, you know, within 5 or 10 minutes they have a blog online and they're already talking about their business and blogging for their customers.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. So get into the specifics about the kind of features and the kind of things you can actually put in a blog.
So the great thing about blogs is that they're essentially, you know, very, very open and simple, lightweight content management systems. So anything that you can put on the web, you can put into a blog. And with TypePad, we make it really easy for folks to essentially, you know, write plain text, to insert photos into their posts or keep photo albums or insert audio clips and do podcasting like we're doing here today, insert video clips, and really share a really rich media experience with their readers. And, you know, the goal of what we're trying to do and what a lot of folks are doing in the market is to make it really simple for users to create really rich experiences for their readers that go beyond just simple text posts. And, you know, create that in a great-looking environment that matches kind of their look and feel and their brand of their organization.
So how do you ensure that your blog gets read? So I'm setting up a blog with you guys, and I'm going at it. So how do I ensure that, you know, anyone's listening, reading?
So we give our customers a few pieces of advice. One is, if you have an existing, and most businesses that start are starting to blog, have an existing web presence. So one is, promote your blog to your customers on your website. And that seems like kind of simple advice, but it's always kind of a reminder to folks that if you have folks that are visiting your website to talk, you know, to learn about your company, a blog is a great way to express the personality of your organization. And you should really be pointing people to, you know, read our blog or keep up to date on our blog. And then even some folks are taking little snippets of their posts and putting it on the front page of their site. The other thing that we recommend for customers is to essentially they can map a domain so that if they are at, let's say, www.company.com, with TypeEd and with some other hosted services, you can actually say, well, I want my blog to be at blog.company.com so that it really kind of protects the brand and also, you know, extends the brand and says makes it really easy for customers to find their blog. The second thing that we advise, we have a series of kind of publicity options inside TypeEd. One is to ping external update services. There are a variety of services that essentially aggregate blog update times and blog names and distribute those around different blog search engines and into the main search engines. And so we have service essentially features in TypeEd that it's very simple for a user to click on and say, let weblogs.com, let blo.gs, which are two of the main weblog update ping services, know when my blog is updated so that those search indexes always have the latest content from my blog. The other thing that we do is we feed to some of the major blog search engines in real time updates that are happening from those blogs. So we feed Technorati, which is a very popular weblog search engine, and we feed Google's blog search product with a real-time stream of all of the public posts that are on TypeEd. And so we make it very easy for users to essentially just share their content and get their content into the places where readers are looking for blogs and looking for blog content.
Yeah, no, I noticed that when I was on your site. I saw that was pretty cool. You just go to the Technorati tag after you do the blog, and then it actually posts it automatically. So,
absolutely, and that's a new feature we've added where it becomes very easy for a user to say, this particular post that I've written about is, let's say that you're a small business and you're a catering company, and you are writing about chocolate. And you can categorize things as chocolate and pastry and new desserts. And any time that someone at Technorati is searching on that tag for what's happening in the blogosphere around chocolate, your entry will be listed along with anyone else that's writing about chocolate or pastry or new desserts.
Yeah, very cool. So what are the best practices in writing a blog?
So we give a few kind of pieces of advice for folks that are getting started. The first is, which is kind of opposite of what we were just talking about, is to get started in private. A lot of folks, when they're starting a blog, they don't know what they're going to write about. They're unsure of their voice. They want to make sure they get their design right. So it's very easy with most blogging applications to say, I want to start this blog and not have it be publicized to the rest of the world. So they can kind of get in the habit of blogging. And by the time you open it up for the rest of the world, you actually have content in there. So it's very, you're basically starting with just the audience of yourself, the audience of you and a few friends or a few colleagues to really get the hang of what you're trying to do before opening it up for the rest of the world. The second is that the second most important piece of advice is, like, once you are out there, to really stick to a schedule and update your blog regularly. Because the best way to grow an audience, we've found, is that to be posting frequently. And it doesn't mean that you need to be posting, four or five times a day, but a couple times a week will really start to establish a habit where not only are you attracting new readers by reaching out with new content and topics, but you're engaging your existing readers, and you're also kind of getting over that hump of, just that regular flow of writing every day or writing every other day really helps lessen that kind of blank white screen syndrome that we get sometimes when it's like, here, well, what am I going to have to post about today? I haven't posted my blog in 2 weeks. My customers are going to wonder what's happening to us. And if you're doing it kind of, two or three times a week, that really helps kind of drive a natural rhythm and help drive people to your blog.
So tell me a little bit about the link methodology and the linking strategy that I know a lot of people use, and the idea you should comment on other blogs and make sure that you link them back to yours and you kind of compliment others, et cetera.
Yeah, that's also a really key piece of advice, which is find some of the other blogs that are writing about similar topics that you are. They may be competitors. That's fine. They may be folks that are not quite related to exactly what your industry is, but one of the ways to essentially drive visitors to your blog and drive readers to your blog is to write about what other folks are saying in the blogosphere and link to those blogs so that they discover you in their referral logs or in their comments and will discover what you're doing and write back about what you're doing. And it comes down to, a lot of folks are saying, blogs are a conversation. And the more that you can participate in that conversation, the better off you're going to be. I would do it, you know, make sure that you're doing it in a way that doesn't seem self-serving. You really want to have something honest to say and add value to the conversation instead of just linking for the sake of linking and expect to have a flood of traffic in return. It's really about how do you add value to that conversation and say something that's smart and meaningful and intelligent that can really help separate you and really drive interest in what you have to say.
So what are some of the blogs that you actually read?
So there are a bunch, and I'll be partial to some of the folks that are blogging on TypePad today, but there's one couple that I love recently. One is workhappy.net, which is an individual who's an entrepreneur who essentially is posting reviews of services and products and ideas that are appropriate for folks that are getting small businesses off the ground. And it's not your typical kind of get-rich-quick stuff. It's just really, here's how to be more effective in your job. Here's how to, you know, live in kind of a time-crunched way as, you know, small business people and entrepreneurs do. And it's www.workhappy.net. Another one that I'm a huge fan of is PopEd, which is a blog by the staff members of the online music service Rhapsody. And I love it, one, because for a couple of reasons. One is because they're huge music nuts. And it's about 12 folks from the company that essentially just blog about the music they love and the bands they love and the rock movies they love and new tracks that are on Rhapsody and available. And what comes clear is that the folks that are working there have a serious passion for music, and that just comes out. And they can express that in the great service they build, but they can also express it to their customers through their blog and really connect with their customers and also expose their customers to new music and really drive the value of the service up. The last one I'll mention is a new blog called ecofabulous.com, which is a friend of ours, Zem Joaquin. She's the new contributing green editor of House and Garden, and she comes across all of these fantastic products and services for a green house and a green home, and she's essentially starting a blog around all of those different products that are fabulous but also green, and just has a really great voice, and it's a way for her to take her readers from House and Garden and extend them into her blog and share the things that she can't share all the time in the magazine.
So what sort of is the worst thing that you've ever seen on a blog, or you know about one of your customers that had on the blog, or kind of an impact, a bad impact?
I think the worst thing that I've seen is I've seen some overreactions to negative comments and negative feedback. And it gets to users that are starting to blog without kind of a clear, without reading other blogs first or without a clear understanding of how they're going to really interact with their readers. And one of the pieces of advice we give is make sure that when you start out, you kind of know in advance how are you going to handle comments that are negative about your company. The worst thing, and I won't call out an individual company because I don't think it's fair, but I've seen folks that have gone and deleted comments that were on a blog that were negative about the company. And basically, that just creates a situation that spirals out of control because the people that are there and that are engaged in the conversation will notice when you do something like that. And so it really makes sense to, when you start to blog, have an understanding of how you're going to handle that type of conversation. And, you know, the advice we give is, you know, this is scary for some folks, but it is an open conversation with your customers, and you can really gather a lot of great feedback about your products and your services and the way you talk to the market through comments and trackbacks on your blog. So, you know, you probably want to make sure that you're taking off things that are, you know, incredibly offensive or mean to people or, you know, potentially libelous and things like that. But if you have customers that are really giving you good, honest feedback, it builds your brand by leaving those comments there and responding to them in kind and treating them seriously and with respect.
Boy, that's great. Well, on that note, I think we'll wrap up the podcast. I've been talking with Michael Sippy, who's the general manager of TypePad for Six Apart. Michael, thank you very much. These have been great tips. Can you give a website or even any sort of blog of your own that you'd like to give the listeners?
Sure. So obviously the website for TypePad, is the one I love the most, is www.typepad.com. And we keep a blog called Everything TypePad, which is For customers and prospects and everybody that's interested in blogging and what you can do with TypePad at everything.typepad.com.
Great. Again, thank you. I've been talking to Michael Sippy. And for all my listeners out there, until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.